U.S. beef exports to Mexico are off to a strong start in 2023. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explained some of the factors driving this trend.
We're off to a very good start through 2 months in 2023. Beef exports from the U.S. are up 15% versus last year. And I think there's a couple of factors at work here. You have a definite rebound in the food service industry post-COVID. We realized some of that rebound in 2022, but we'll realize the rest of that rebound here in 2023. So having a food service sector, tourism, hotels, business hotels that are occupied. The other thing that's positive for Mexico is their competitive globally. While we've talked a lot about having a strong U.S. dollar in Asia, we have a little bit of the opposite in Mexico. So common cuts like chuck rolls, for example, the Mexican market might be a little more competitive than it has in the past vis-a-vis some of our export opportunities into the Asian markets. So this is a positive as well for U.S. beef. The chuck and the shoulder clod, for example, is a big market for shoulder clods. But the other primal that's really dependent upon Mexico from a value standpoint is the round, insides, outsides, knuckles.
USMEF Regional Director Gerardo Rodriguez says his team works to find beef cuts and dishes that appeal to consumers in different regions of Mexico.
Great dynamics in the west coast of the country using the chucks. Central part of Mexico using the different rounds, especially the gooseneck, especially the bottom round. So every region in the country might be using different type of primals, but at the end of the day, that is what we're here for, to explore and develop new alternatives in order to give a better value for the cutout. Not only the middle meats. I mean, I know everybody likes the tomahawk and the ribeye and all those kind of cuts, but how can we substitute a nice steak, a nice barbecue using the chuck? In a day-to-day basis, how can we give more value to the rounds?
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.